Long before Paul Simon teamed up with South Africa's Ladysmith Black Mambazo, there was Johnny Clegg. As a teenager in Johannesburg, Johnny Clegg sought out Zulu migrant workers and learned their traditional songs and dances. In the 1970s, he started a band. The Banjaluka brought black and white musicians together on stage, which, under apartheid, was illegal. They were harassed, banned from the radio. Still, a few years later, Johnny Clegg became famous beyond South Africa with an anthem to Nelson Mandela.
Hasin Bonanga,
Hasin Bonanga Mandela, La Pekona, La Pekelikona.
When Clegg's band came out with this song, Nelson Mandela was still in prison. Then everything changed when, in 1994, elections brought the country's black majority to power. Johnny Clegg is now out with a new album, and he joined us to talk about it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is your first U.S. album in 17 years.
Yeah, it's the first album that's been released in America through an American label.
Well, what's interesting about that is that when you look back 17 years ago, there was still the glow of Nelson Mandela emerging as a political hero and a man who would actually lead the country and lead it out of something terrible and dark. I'm wondering, back at that moment, did you ever feel like you might be on the verge of losing a central theme of your music?
The central theme of my music was always finding a crossover between different cultures, language, music forms. So that aspect of my music has always been steadfast. And the political side of it did come to an end. After the 1994 election, we were still left with the issue of what does it mean to be a South African? How do we find a common identity, what makes us all that one thing, one moment South African? And I think the closest time that we ever came to it was last year with the World Cup soccer. South Africans came together to try and find a way to welcome 500,000 soccer enthusiasts who came to see the World Cup in South Africa. And in this welcoming ritual that was unfolding in every town and every city, South Africans just, you know, rubbed shoulders in a different way and found a new way of being together.
On this album, you feature the present in one song, which seems to be a song of disappointment, Asilazi.
Asilazi, Asilazi tina, ilanga letu, lizofika nini, silindile, kenhliziyo yonke.
What does Asilazi mean?
Asilazi means we do not know it, referring to the day that will come and give us that economic freedom. This is coming out of conversations with people in the township who say that we have got full-fledged political freedom, and we're thankful for that. And there's been some really major developments. 46% of all home ownership now is in black hands, which is quite a remarkable statistic. But people in the township feel very strongly that economic freedom has not come with political freedom. And the so-called broad-based black economic empowerment policy that the government has pursued over the past 10 years has really only produced a small elite of now very, very wealthy black business people. Asilazi is really saying this is the problem in terms of the black side. On the white side, the verse is about young white people who feel that they've been excluded now from the economy because of what you might call affirmative action, where the government jobs are only going out to black companies. So unless you have a black empowerment partner, you're not going to get employed. And if there is a competition for a job, you know, a black person will get it before a white person. It's like a balancing act to try and keep the two groups happy.
Because of what you do, you carry a world with you continually through your songs. A big part of that is actually your youth. There's one song, Magumede, that I gather it's a song you danced to when you were 16.
Yeah, when I was 16, yeah.
Which, let's play that just for a moment to get a feel for it.
It's a Baka dance song. The Baka live between the Zulu and the Xhosa, although they're more closely aligned to the Zulu. And the proto-Zulu war dance style came out of the Baka people. And they are also the people who use humming. In that song, if you carry on, you'll hear the humming. And that style became a key indicator of a Juluka song. We used the Bata humming style that I learned when I was dancing before music became a possibility for me.
I know that sound. It's the night train passing.
I suppose a section of my album is backward looking. It's a consolidating on things that I did and just doffing my cap to say I know where this style of music came from. It actually came from the dance arena. It didn't come from the radio. That's where the deep roots come from. And I was a dancer. There's a song called I Know That Sound, which is about the same thing, but it's the sound of time passing, and it's the sound of the past in which you are anchored. And you are anchored whether you like it or not, because those things did happen to you. They did shape you, and they did define who you are.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. This was great.
Once you were a dancer, and your dream was loud and clear, and the world is spinning and spinning and spinning while we try to find our way out of here.
Johnny Clegg's new album is called Human. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.